Who wants dinner?
I shouted, banging on Roz's door. My 72-year-old next-door neighbor had been hobbling on the stairs when she went out for her copy of The Trib this morning. Like me, she rarely cooked. Unlike me, she hadn't quite mastered the variety of Chicago's food delivery apps. If her bad ankle was acting up again, she was probably scowling into her fridge right now. But in my hands, I held the answer to any hungry woman's dream. Spicy fried chicken sandwiches, along with sides of mac and cheese and peach cobbler for dessert. All courtesy of the Roost restaurant, conveniently located 3 blocks from our apartment building. Possibly I did their takeout a little too often. The guys who worked there had taken to yelling my usual order, extra pickles, in unison whenever I walked in. Roz's door swung open, and she peered up at me through an enormous pair of cat-eye glasses. She looked down at the bags and up at my face.
Is this a bribe so I don't mention the revolving door of dick coming out of your apartment?
My lips quivered, and I barely managed to hold a straight face. Roz's need to enter every single conversation with some sort of shocking statement or question was a quirk I adored.
Not at all, I answered. I'd love your commentary on the amount of dick around here. And please, don't limit it to my apartment. I'd love your thoughts on the whole building.
Her nostrils flared, a sure sign she was amused. She raised an eyebrow and looked at the bags again.
Is there a cobbler in there?
I waved one of them under my nose.
Of course.
She sniffed.
Then I'll restrain myself to one more remark.
She waggled the raised eyebrow.
That young guy you brought home the other night looked like a poor man's version of Channing Tatum.
I burst out laughing.
Scott?
I think that was his name. The guy I'd brought home from my favorite neighborhood pub on Friday night did vaguely resemble Magic Mike. He hadn't exactly rocked my world in the bedroom, but he was cheerful and friendly and knew the steps to the dance as well as I did. Drinks, laughs, sex, goodbye. A wonderful Friday night had by all. Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Roz snatched one of the bags out of my hands.
As self-control isn't really one of your strengths, I suppose I should take this before you eat it all yourself.
I love you too, Roz. When I was a senior citizen, I wanted to be just like her. A single, sassy, foul-mouthed, city-living workaholic who did whatever she wanted. Actually, minus 40 years, I was basically her already. Well, plus the revolving door of dick. She grinned at me and gestured inside her apartment.
You want to come in? I was just about to open a Bordeaux and start on season 2 of Outlander.
Ooh, tempting. Roz was a wine snob and always had good bottles on hand. Plus, there was nothing more hilarious in the world than listening to her thoughts about kilted Scotsmen drinking whiskey, fighting, and indulging in Starz Channel sex. But I hung out with Roz all the time, and I knew how easily we could make one bottle turn into 2 and 2 episodes into 4. I shook my head. No thanks. Early night for me. I had a 9 a.m. presentation to a new client in the morning, and my boss had stressed the importance of the meeting multiple times, which wasn't like him. I wasn't worried, though. I'd done my homework and I was completely prepared. Weekend tests might revel in unpredictable spontaneity, but workweek tests always had her shit together. Roz's eyes twinkled.
Early to sleep, eh? I guess that makes sense.
You're definitely dressed for bed.
I opened my mouth wide and put my hand over my heart in mock offense. As alike as we were in other ways, Roz was old school in matters of one's appearance. She'd barely left her apartment today, but she was wearing tailored slacks, a perfectly ironed cardigan, and a face full of makeup. Along with my black leggings and thigh-high boots, I was wearing a thin t-shirt I'd slept in the night before, with no bra. It said, "Feelings are boring, kissing is awesome." My hair was in an untidy ponytail, and my eyes were smudged with last night's liner.
"I'm surprised Kat let you wear that to brunch," she said.
"Ha-ha. Good night," I answered, my smile fading a bit. Unintentionally, Roz had scored a point.